You're listening to the audio production of Am I Enough? Embracing the Truth About Who You Are by Grace Valentine, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Misty Wells. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit info.thomasnelson.com/p/AmIEnoughPDF.
Introduction. Enough. I've had enough of trying to be good enough. Good enough for the guy who wasn't faithful to me. Good enough for the company that didn't offer me the summer internship of my dreams. Good enough for the guy from my hometown who tweeted, "Why can't the girls in our town look like this?" during the Victoria's Secret fashion show. I wondered what I had done wrong to make the guy unfaithful. I blamed myself and doubted my worth, assuming the other gal was prettier and cooler than me. It made me feel as if I didn't have enough to offer him. My eyes filled with tears as I read the email informing me I hadn't landed the internship. I overanalyzed every answer I could remember giving during the interview. Obviously, whatever I said or didn't say wasn't good enough for them either. The night of that tweet, I spent 3 hours working out at the gym. I thought I wasn't skinny enough, and in just 2 months, I dropped from a size 4 to a size 0. That was a choice I made, but as young women, we're often pushed to do everything other people want us to do. We meet the demands of our significant others in hopes of impressing them and feeling wanted. We use big words to sound smarter for the job we believe is the answer to our prayers. We count our squats in the gym and wake up earlier than we prefer so we can put on our makeup and be hot enough for the attractive guy in our chemistry lab. We doubt our worth. We constantly play the comparison game. And for what? To find out someone else is hotter and smarter? More enough than we are? The truth is, we will never be enough. We can't be enough. Not for this world anyway. Because God didn't create us to please this world. He created us for His pleasure. And that creates a conflict. Both God and the world want us, but the Bible tells us that we can't belong to both. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. 1 John chapter 2, 15-16. The line has been drawn. Who will you dance with? When I was in middle school, my mother signed me up for cotillion, which according to the dictionary...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?